Pat Shurmur is a guy I feel like doesn't get talked about a lot. He's the offensive coordinator of the year, in my opinion. And Claybon, I want to throw this at you. Have you ever looked ahead to a game and said, I can't wait until to see what Pat Shurmur is going to call this weekend?
I have not. I have not done that, Greg.
You know, have you ever said, hey, Pat Shurmur, he's a quarterback whisperer?
I have. I haven't called Pat Shurmur.
No one talks about Pat Shurmur.
Maybe he
should, because in his time in Cleveland and back in St. Louis, didn't get it done. And he was a guy I kind of thought about as a boring offensive coordinator. He has thrown that out the window. This offense is fun to watch. A top five group on offense and defense. A whole new offensive line. Two missing quarterbacks. You're missing your star rookie running back, and it's still going this well. I think Shurmur deserves a lot of credit, and for that, I apologize.
And Case Keenum, a big part of that as well. Quarterbacks now. Tyrod Taylor needs an apology from you, Greg? What's that about?
Well, we've both been on Team Tyrod throughout, so I'm not really the one that's sorry to Tyrod, but I think Tyrod's the one who can make the Bills sorry to him. Think about if he goes out there this weekend against the Chiefs and he balls out. Think about if he ends the rest of this season playing well. Maybe he does get them into the playoffs. They're going to have to apologize. And Claybon, I know you're a lot younger than me. I don't know if you remember Donovan McNabb's financial apology back when he was in Philadelphia.
The financial apology?
The Eagles had to give him more money because they felt bad for benching him. Maybe Buffalo is going to have to do that if Tyrod leads them to the playoffs. And if not, the rest of the NFL will recognize that Tyrod is a good starting quarterback. And I think he's going to play great this